On Fridays, we focus on your money, and today it's back-to-school spending. Retailers used to focus on elementary, middle school, and high school students, but not anymore. College students will spend the most, more than $36 billion this year. And as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, their list of necessities may surprise you.
Classes at Seattle University, a well-regarded Jesuit school, don't start for another month, but its athletes have already arrived. Emily Powell, a freshman with an interest in nursing, has transformed her dorm room into a comfy space.
I'm sitting on my bed right now with my new bedding, and to the left of me is my laptop and my desk area. We've got a TV and a DVD player right across from my bed, and in my closet with all my clothes.
And the TV and the DVD player, are those new?
The DVD player is fairly new. It was kind of like a present, but it was for school.
Add it all up, and the tab comes to over $1,000. That's fairly typical for college freshmen, the biggest spenders among all those going back to school, according to Ellen Davis of the National Retail Federation. She says that college students are expected to spend more than $10 billion on consumer electronics. That's 27% more than last year.
Whereas college students used to be buying extra-long twin sheets and a couple of posters for their wall, today they include flat-screen TVs, Xboxes, cell phones, digital cameras, and a variety of other electronics in their necessities for heading off to campus.
Emily Powell couldn't agree more.
It'd be very boring to sit in a dorm room without a TV and a DVD player. Well, I guess I could handle without the DVD player. The cameras, like, you can take pictures, and then your friends get to see them online with the Facebook and everything that's up there now. So I think it's necessities.
What did your folks say?
They didn't really agree, but I helped out, like, getting it, so they didn't mind.
She's not alone. Many students going off to college for the first time have high school graduation money or money they've earned over the summer. As a result, says Davis of the National Retail Federation, they are somewhat removed from ordinary economic pressures. They're going to spend money no matter what.
10 years ago, retailers didn't think about college students much at all. They were focusing on K-12 students and their parents. What most retailers want to do now is be a back-to-college destination so they can gain customers for life. It makes sense for retailers to go after this crowd. It's just amazing that it's taken so long.
Among those aggressively courting the college crowd are JCPenney, Target, Kohl's, and IKEA.
Do we have one of these? Is anybody bringing one?
But there's also a blue one, so like I just thought that'd be something cute.
College junior Morgan Hansen and her roommate, Jamie Villa, are making their way through the massive Seattle-area IKEA store. They're looking for attractive but affordable dishes, flatware, and other stuff for their very first apartment. IKEA, the Swedish big-box home furniture and furnishing store, plans to be on campus with gifts at freshman orientation at the University of Washington. And in the Philadelphia area, IKEA is offering free trips for college students directly to and from campus. Again, Morgan and Jamie.
Just being able to buy my own dishware that my mom's not going to use kind of thing, I don't know. It just makes me feel more adult than I ever have before.
It's going to be awesome.
We're so excited.
Yeah.
The $36 billion that college students will spend, together with nearly $18 billion that will be spent for students in grades K through 12, makes back to school the second largest buying season. Only Christmas time retail is larger. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.